Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. Here's Dr. Lee.
Hi, and welcome to the show, Health from the Outside In, here on Radio MD. And I want to welcome my first guest, Dr. Beatrice Gollum. She's a professor of medicine at University of California, San Diego, and she's the author in a study that's been in the news lately that looks at probably, I'll have to ask her, one of our more ubiquitous drugs, statins. Some people argue everyone should be on them. That's a topic for another show. But welcome, Dr. Gollum. Thanks for being
on the
show.
Pleasure to be here.
So, yes, statins are everywhere, and there's all types of, you know, controversy lately related to statins and who should take them, and maybe more people should be on them. But what was interesting about this study is you looked at statins and the effect on a person's aggression related to it. What kind of led you to look at that?
Well, actually, there's a large body of literature linking low serum cholesterol to aggression. There are many what are called prospective longitudinal studies, meaning studies that follow a group of people over time, that find that people with low cholesterol die more of violent death, death from homicide, suicide, and accident. There are studies, including one we did, showing that people with low cholesterol are more likely to go on to commit violent crimes. There are studies in violent criminals showing they, on average, have lower cholesterol than other people. There are even studies in children with aggressive conduct disorder who tend to grow up into the violent subtype of antisocial personality disorder, showing that already in childhood they have markedly lower cholesterol than their peers. In the pre-statin era, there were several studies that each had shown a reduction in death from heart disease that was largely offset by an unexpected increase in violent death. And a meta-analysis, which is a pooled analysis of several of these pre-statin cholesterol-lowering studies, had shown a significant increase in violent death. But in the statin era, this hasn't shown up. In fact, a meta-analysis, if anything, showed a trend toward reduction. Statins have other effects besides cholesterol reduction, including effects on oxidative stress. They can be either antioxidant or prooxidant. In the younger, you know, groups, primarily men, they tend mostly to be antioxidants. And inferential evidence suggests that the prooxidant effects dominate more commonly with older age, female sex, and metabolic syndrome factors. And it turns out that oxidative stress can also have effects on aggression, and antioxidants can sometimes be helpful. So that's what led us to look at this. In addition, in fact, there are some people who clearly get reproducible increases in aggression on statins, but again, it had looked as though the average effect were a reduction. So we wanted to look at this issue in more detail.
Right. Well, and what's interesting and what people might not realize, but cholesterol is the basic fat backbone of which it's a precursor to when we make estrogen and testosterone. I mean, it comes from a cholesterol type molecule that goes through, you know, different things, right?
And so that's correct. We're sort of conditioned to think of cholesterol as this evil substance that courses through our blood for the sole purpose of congealing in our arteries. But in fact, cholesterol has numerous critically important functions. And as you say, it's the precursor for these, quote, steroid hormones, the salt-regulating ones, the stress-regulating ones, and the, quote, gonadal or sex steroids like testosterone and estrogen, as well as being the precursor for things like vitamin D, bile acids, and serving a number of critical functions of its own, including, by the way, transport of key fat-soluble antioxidants.
But what's interesting, so you would think if, just in the pre-statin era, if somebody had low cholesterol levels, that wouldn't that mean that maybe their sex hormone levels would be lower because there wouldn't be that backbone available to make things like testosterone? I mean, we know there's testosterone is associated with aggression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not a very strong cross-sectional relationship between cholesterol levels and testosterone levels. There actually is some with HDL cholesterol and triglycerides, primarily with the sort of metabolic syndrome-y factors. So there's not that powerful a relationship. There are some studies that suggest slightly lower LDL with you know, associated with lower testosterone, but it's not a very, very strong or consistent relationship.
Oh, so that's kind of interesting. And it was, if I was hearing you right, you were saying it is almost that people were dying before they got old enough to, in the pre-statin era, to dying of violent crime, violent deaths before they had the chance to get old enough to get heart disease from their cholesterol. Is that kind of what it looked
well,
like?
Well, I guess they were dying younger, and it was the case that certainly in the studies that we looked at, that people that had, I don't know that I would say it exactly that way, but a lot of things have bidirectional effects. You know, the body's trying to regulate things at the right level, and if things get too low, then one bad thing can happen, and if they get too high, then something else bad can happen. So,
So you found that, what did you find? There was a difference in men and women taking statins with aggression.
Right. In men, the typical effect was actually a reduction in aggression, although there were three men that were extreme outliers that showed extremely large increases in aggression and all were in the statin group. When you took those out, then a strong typical effect towards reduction was evident. And in women, the typical effect was an increase in aggression. Now, it might be worth my mentioning that the women were older than the men because statins can be teratogenic, meaning they could potentially cause harm to fetuses. We excluded women who had childbearing potential. So this meant that the female group was older. The men were 20 and up to age 85. So any adult age for men and primarily postmenopausal for women, although that did include some younger women who were surgically postmenopausal. So older age in men also tended to be linked to less of a favorable effect, and age may have had something to do with that. Within the men, to try to better understand why there might be effects in both directions, we looked at other effects that statins are known to have and had shown in this study, including, as you mentioned, a reduction in testosterone in men, as well as an increase in sleep problems. And each of these had been shown, particularly with simvastatin, the more fat-soluble of the statins, to be a significant effect of statin versus placebo in this trial. And there's a literature linking worse sleep problems to higher aggression and irritability, and a more mixed literature linking low testosterone to lower aggression. And in fact, in this study, if you were a man, the more your testosterone went down on average, the more the reduction in aggression on average, and the more the sleep problems got worse, then the more the aggression was affected in the other direction.
Yeah. Well, we all know how when you're really tired.
Tired and cranky.
Right. How that makes you feel. And, you know, just to let people know, we're talking about, you don't have to worry that your spouse is going to come at you with an axe at night because she's taking a statin. We're talking about very low levels of aggression here, right? We're not talking about violent crimes, are we?
Well, we did actually, of the three outliers, in looking at their report, in addition to reporting screaming or cursing at someone 21 times in the previous week, they did actually report a physical action against another individual that resulted in some injury.
Huh. But that's got to have a little bit of a multifactorial effect, right? I mean, it wasn't you can't keep everything in a study like this so equal, correct?
No. I mean, the thing is, this is one individual, and the purpose of a large trial like this is to look at group-level effects.
Right.
But there are, you know, we've actually published a series of individuals who got reproducible marked increases in aggression on statins, and we've had numerous calls, for example, from women who say that every time their husband goes on a statin, he becomes a different, much worse person with road rage, et cetera. So a tiny fraction of people develop more significant problems. I don't think this is common at all, but I do think it's important for people to be aware of.
Okay. Well, interesting study, definitely important, but talk to your doctor because statins do a whole lot of good. I want to thank my guest, and we'll have you back another time to talk about chocolate. You've been listening to the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show on Radio MD, where you can tune in to your health.